So it is in the bylaws.
If anybody wants a copy of the bylaws, I do have about 30 or 40 copies available. If you'd like one, I have them here.
And there's about 60 copies on the back table as well. So under Article 10, Section A, it says the president is responsible for running general membership meetings, calling and presiding at the council board meetings in representing the interests of the community council. So today we are going to follow the meeting ground rules, or else we won't be having a community council meeting. Jeanette is welcome to hold an open forum, but if for it to be an official community council meeting, we have to follow the bylaws and the ground rules that are posted right there. So I'm hoping we can all agree to do that today. Sure. So the meeting ground rules, number one, the president runs the meeting. Number two, no interrupting. Number three, no yelling, shouting, or other noise making. Number four, one person speaks at a time using the microphone with a 3-minute time limit. And number five, be respectful. We are all community members. We all live near each other. We would like to maintain decent relationships with each other. I have heard from countless people that they were afraid to attend this meeting for fear of, one, their safety, two, their blood pressure rising, and three, they're afraid of ruining their relationships with their neighbors if they speak up. And that's not okay. We all need to feel free to speak up at a community council meeting and share our opinions, whether or not we agree with our neighbor or not. I'm sure we can all agree to that. Are you willing to agree to those ground rules?
I agree to be civil to my neighbor. Just a little groundwork, because she does not want to call the meeting to order unless she runs it, and therefore you are subject to her agenda. I have prepared an agenda. I have complied with every request that Jennifer has put forward. She requested that I send her the agenda by noon on Saturday, and I complied with that. She emailed me at 6:30 last night and said, I will not honor your agenda. This is what I propose. If it means that I have to get my information out without her calling the meeting, I'm willing to do that, because I think you need to know what the information that I have. I'll let you decide what to do with it.
So the reason we're not following that agenda is because what was advertised, what she has advertised for 2 weeks solid, was the agenda would be upcoming elections. So unless an agenda item falls under the topic upcoming elections, we cannot allow it as part of the agenda, because this is a specially scheduled meeting for the topic upcoming elections. And that's what's been in the paper, and that's what's been all posted on every flyer. And so anything on her agenda that falls under upcoming elections is totally acceptable. But anything else that doesn't fall under upcoming elections is not fair to the community members. The community members who plan to come or not come according to what was on the agenda. I think you raised your hand first.
Can we do both?
Both. We could have a meeting and then listen to Jeanette as an open forum. But we can't do it the reverse, because the community council meeting was scheduled at 7, and it's only fair to the people who showed for a community council meeting to be able to allow them to have a community council meeting and then leave, like myself.
Okay, if I'm understanding you correct, that if I present the information about upcoming election, it can be part of the official agenda. So you can call it you can call the meeting to order. I can present my upcoming election information, and then it can be done.
For 3 minutes at a time, and Excuse me. And that we have to be respectful at this meeting.
Oh, absolutely. I believe, gentlemen, you still have your hand up.
Excuse me. No, I wasn't done speaking. You haven't called
the meeting to order, Jennifer. Why don't you call it to order? Let's get with the election stuff, and then we can adjourn.
So what I was trying to do is answer your question, Jeanette. Your question was if you could cover the items on your agenda that had to do with upcoming elections.
Yes, just those items.
That is indeed the case, so long as they follow the ground rules.
Not a problem.
Okay. So we agree on that? Excuse me. I'm sorry, but this gentleman has had his hand up.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You need to use the microphone.
There's a lot of people in the back that can't hear, or they're old and have ears like mine.
Just for the record, will you quote where the agenda has shows up in our bylaws that we are required to follow a certain agenda and or procedure? I've read that thing frontwards and backwards, and I can't find it.
It is common parliamentary procedure and Robert's Rules of Orders to follow an agenda. Excuse me, you're interrupting. You did not have the floor any longer. You had turned over the microphone. So therefore, can't we all agree that it is common courtesy to our neighbors to follow an agenda? That's what happens at every single meeting you go to. We follow the agenda. And that's what we have always done in our community council, and that's what we will always do. You have to come use the microphone. And you realize that every one of these questions is just delaying us actually calling a meeting to order. So we are not in an official meeting at this point, but sure, come on up.
Just to be honest, this bickering isn't getting us anywhere.
No.
So either let's get the meeting going, or can we go home?
Great.
Please.
Can it wait until we call the meeting to order? Okay. We are calling the meeting to order at whatever the heck time this is. I don't know. 7:29. The meeting is called to order. My name is Jennifer Charvet. I'm the president of the community council. If you're on the email list, I'm the one you hear from. Probably more than you'd rather, but sorry. It's coming from me. All right. The first thing on the agenda is introductions, and the first part of the introductions, I have introduced myself. Over here is April Lewis, trying to take minutes. The other officers are around here somewhere. Alice, over here.
I'm on the point of order.
Excuse me, you're out of order.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not, because you're...
Brian, if you can't follow the ground rules, I will adjourn the meeting. Alice is our member at large. Bonnie is our vice president. And Michelle's here somewhere, way back there in the back, doing the sign-in sheet. All right, so, Jeanette, would you like to introduce yourself?
I am Jeanette Goss, and I am a member of your community, and I'm trying to get some information out.
Okay. So the next thing on the agenda is upcoming elections. And only those things regarding upcoming elections.
Not a problem. That's the main focus of this. I wanted to get some other basic information, but we'll just jump to the hot topic of upcoming elections. A little bit of history. On September 25th, a petition was delivered to Jennifer requesting a meeting to hold nominations for the upcoming elections. She refused to accept the petition and claimed having nominations prior to the November meeting violated the bylaws. According to Article 9 of the bylaws, it provides for nominations to take place at the meeting, and those names are to be added to the names submitted by the nominating committee. This is a clear indication that a list of nominees will be available prior to voting. On September 25th, I asked Jennifer who consisted of the nominating committee and how one submits their name to that committee. To date, you still have not answered me. Article 9 of the bylaws state that there will be ballots, that ballots will be, and they will include names of persons submitted by the nominating committee and space for other names. As Jennifer interprets the bylaws, only those in attendance can vote. So if you're disabled, home with a sick child, out of town working, or simply unable to attend, you may not vote. If you are unable to attend for any reason, you're being denied your right to vote. Please, wait till you, if you have a question or a comment, please raise your hand. In no other election on the state or federal level are you denied your right to vote simply because you are unable to be at a polling place on election day. It makes sense to hold our community elections to the same high standards as the government. If we accept Jennifer's interpretation of the voting process, you will not be able to research the potential candidates and make an informed decision come November 3rd. That's all I was asking for. Absentee and email voting has been utilized in the past by our council in dealing with decisions concerning the revenue sharing grant. I think elections should be considered equal to, if not more important, than deciding how grant funds are spent. I urge everyone to encourage the council board to reconsider their position on restricting our voting rights and facilitate open nominations prior to voting and thus allowing an absentee ballot to be prepared so all interested residents may participate. That was the main issue I wanted to bring before you people. I don't want my voting rights to be denied because I have to stay home with a sick child, the roads are bad, or I have any other issues.
Most community councils do not allow any absentee voting at all. Our community council has allowed absentee voting for those things that was already discussed, already set in place at a meeting, and then so the people could then go home and think about it and then make a vote. It has never been allowed for elections. That has always been at the meeting. A person has to attend the meeting, sorry, but if you can't make it, then hopefully next year you can make it. Excuse me. No interrupting. So therefore, because that's the way it's always been done, because in the bylaws it says the nominations have to occur at the meeting, followed by a vote, that's the way we do it. We follow our bylaws around here. But
what about the nominating committee?
Excuse me, no interrupting. So what I was going on to say is that nominations occur at the meeting. That does not stop a person from campaigning. That does not stop a person from putting their name out to the whole world so that everybody can research whether or not they want to vote for them. That's perfectly fine. That can occur before the meeting. I don't have a problem with that. That's how a person can research it and make a decision. All right, so there's a number of people with hands up. Excuse me. I'm the one that calls on people. Sorry. You had your hand up first. I'm sorry. You're next. So actually, from here on out, if we could get people to line up in the center aisle, that way we know exactly who needs to speak next. But Brian, Linda is ahead of you. Go ahead.
So what you're telling us is that you're taking away our right to make a decision this important because
no.
We have to stay home because we're sick or the roads are bad, and you're taking away that right from us to make a decision that's really important regarding who's going to be representing us in the council? No, I don't think so.
I'm not the one that wrote these bylaws. Linda?
Hi, I would just like to suggest that we let our president run the meeting, and Jeanette, it's great that if you step down and participate in the audience, because she is our president of this meeting, and it's in the back, we're back here, and it looks like there's just going to be this boxing match here. I mean, that's not a community council meeting, so please let our president run this meeting. Thank you.
Okay, Brian.
Thank you. In Article 9 of Elections, Section B, it says, at the annual meeting, general members shall nominate for election to the board at least the number of seats which shall be vacant. Nomination at the annual meeting may include nomination made, seconded by the floor, et cetera, et cetera. It does not say that only that the nomination shall only be made then, and it leaves room for nominations to be made at any time. Right now, I ask you to consider that.
I am only ruling that we're doing it the way we have always done it because that's the precedence that has been set. So we're going to continue doing it that way until the bylaws say otherwise.
Would you please explain your nominating committee? Who does that consist of? So then who may be nominated?
So once again, we go back to the precedence that has been set. We have never needed a nominating committee in the past. Therefore, we haven't used a nominating committee. So therefore, we don't have a nominating committee at this point. Therefore, we're not using the nominating committee for this one either.
That's what the bylaws say. Right?
Yes, but because in the past, we never had anyone wanting to be nominated. I mean, it was one of these things where nobody wanted to do the job. So it was like at the meeting, we're trying to convince people to agree to be nominated. So
you're just saying general people nominate, just whoever's there nominates whoever.
Yeah.
Wants,
yeah.
Whoever's
nominated. So, Paul, you need the mic. Each person who speaks has to have the mic. Sorry.
I got my 3 minutes. So I'm Paul Twardock, and I was helped start this community council a long time ago. And a little history, I mean, it used to be pretty small. This is great to see this kind of participation, but when we started this thing, it was, well, a few of us got together and had a meeting, and we wanted to keep things simple. When you start to think about it, the idea of which I don't think I'm opposed to, of having absentee votes, that means quite a bit more complicated process, which involves getting nominations, getting names out, getting ballots out, so forth and so on. If the community council and someone, we want to do that, I personally don't see a big deal with it. If we go through the formal process of changing the bylaws with this current community council in place and making that happen, I don't see that big of a deal about it. But you have to be aware, it's a lot of work. Okay? So that's all I got to say.
Madam President, according to the parliamentary procedures, there's something called an appeal, and it's the motion that allows any two members to counter what they feel is an incorrect or unfair ruling of the chair. It would be you. This motion, if seconded, requires the chair to submit the ruling to the vote of the group. The group may vote in favor of the ruling of the chair, or they may vote against the ruling, reversing it. I call an appeal.
A second.
And I call a recess. At ease.
So you want to explain to me what you're talking about? Because I couldn't catch all that. You read it a little too fast.
No, not really. But I mean, where's the
sponsor? Robert's Rules of Order.
And what does it say?
It says that appeal is a motion that allow any two members to counter what they feel is an incorrect, unfair rule of the chair, which expresses the other one. And then, this motion, if seconded, we just did the.
I asked you to reconsider your ruling on the bylaws.
Because there was they didn't say
which
only.
Is your ruling on the bylaws is that we cannot nominate people at this time.
It didn't say only had to.
Yeah, I read the bylaw for this one, and I said that it did not say only. So we can do this at any other time. She ruled that no, we can't. I asked her to reconsider that. She ruled that no, we can't.
That's the ruling.
He appealed it, and then I seconded it.
Shall nominate for election.
Yeah, I take that. So, at the annual meeting, general members should nominate for election to the board at least the number of seats.
Okay, so it's time to call the meeting back to order. Hello, we're calling the meeting back to order. All right, so I would like to propose a compromise because I personally like absentee voting. I think everybody has, the people who can't make it to the meeting, I would like to hear their opinion personally. I was just trying to go by what we have always done. So my compromise is that people can send in 5 names to me of what their vote is, and then assuming that person gets nominated, then their vote counts. If that person doesn't get nominated, then obviously their vote doesn't count. And we need a microphone for you to be able to speak.
Can they email those names?
According to our bylaws, it says mail. I'm just going by the bylaws. They were written long before email was really used that often. Sorry. And one thing about absentee votes, just to clarify that, is a person's name has to be on it so that I know that they don't also show up to the meeting and vote again. So that kind of takes the anonymity out of it a bit. Sorry. But there's no other way around that. I mean, a person could put their vote inside an envelope. If it's inside an envelope, inside another envelope, I will not open it until there's a whole bunch of them and just mix all the envelopes together, and then I don't know. But, I mean, I just have to know the person hasn't voted twice. That's all. Sir?
My question is simply is, I don't...
Could you please state your name?
My name is Byron Henshaw. I don't... all I want to know is who I'm voting for. Now, if you could give me a simple explanation of the procedure, because this is all new to me. Obviously, it's new to a lot of people here. We didn't know this council existed. Some of us didn't. Some of us haven't been involved. Obviously, there's a lot more people here for a reason, for concerns and stuff. It sounds like another layer of government to me. But simply put, when it comes to this vote time, I want to know who I'm voting for and what they stand for. Am I going to be able to have that?
Sure, definitely. In my opinion, each person running for an office should be allowed 3 minutes to introduce themselves and explain why they're running and all of that, so we know who we're voting on and why. Another thing I wanted to explain about the process, since you asked about the process, is nominations will occur. People will give their little spiel about why they are running and who they are and blah, blah, blah. And voting will then occur at that meeting, which is November 3rd. That's our fall annual meeting, so that's when elections always occur, at the fall annual meeting. So elections will then proceed on a paper ballot. So your paper ballot, your neighbors don't know how you vote. You get to choose, and that's up to you. Obviously, if you show it to your neighbor, that's your business. But it's a paper vote. It's not a hand raising. Sir?
It's my understanding that when you have an election and you have absentee votes that are turned in, if they're put in inside an envelope, inside another envelope, they're not given to one person to look at. They're given to an election committee, so that one person cannot do that vote. And you were stating that they were going to be given to you. You
no.
can't do it that way.
No, they're mailed to me. That's how it says.
And they can't do it that way.
That's how it says in the bylaws, and so that's
against, you can't do it. An election is not done that way.
Sorry, that's what it says in the bylaws.
But any election is not done that way. An election committee opens those ballots, not a certain one person.
No, sir, what I said was they were mailed to me, and then we all opened them together. It's not, I didn't say I opened them. Sir.
I just recommend that we revisit the Kirby Spangler. At some point, we need to rewrite the bylaws.
Obviously. They need to get a lot more specific now that we have a lot more issues coming up that we never realized we needed to be specific on before. The bylaws can only be changed at annual meetings, and I am looking to appoint a committee of 5 individuals to work on proposed bylaw changes, and then those proposed bylaw changes will go to a vote of the entire community at an annual meeting. So that can... those 5 people are not making decisions on behalf of the entire community. Those 5 people are simply trying to you know, word it this way and that, and give the community then some options to work with.
Who are these five people going to be? And according to what you just said, it's not going to be amended until the following annual meeting. So we have to deal with these bylaws for another year?
Until an annual meeting. And I don't think it's realistic to give five people 2 weeks to edit the entire bylaws. So unfortunately, in our bylaws, it says it has to occur at an annual meeting. So we're following the bylaws. We will make do with what we have until those are edited. And the who the people are, I'm accepting people's names for to be nominated to a committee. But I can't write them all down right now. If you're interested, email me or call me or something. Because I don't have a pen on me and, you know, let's be realistic. And we have you, and then Julie will be next after her. She's got a baby in her arms, so I'm not going to make her stand.
So you keep quoting the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
In the bylaws, it says we have a nominating committee. That doesn't sound like that's your choice whether we do it or not, because it's in the bylaws. So if we want to have a nominating committee, I think we need to address that piece. And my name is Brandy Crum.
I don't have a problem with that. If people really want a nominating committee, I don't really see why it's necessary at this point when we have a bunch of people standing up saying, I want to be nominated. Let them all be nominated. Who cares? Like, do we really, what would the nominating committee do exactly is my question. I don't know.
Role in the ballot counting or the actual elections, but you're the one quoting the bylaws and seem to know it all, so why don't you tell me?
But I didn't write that part that said nominating committee. I don't know exactly what the nominating committee would do, and if we need a nominating committee, I have no problem with forming one. Julia has the floor next.
My name is Julia Plotnick, and I want to answer a couple of questions that I hear, and then I have a comment. I just want to point out again that the bylaws have been written for a long time, and there's some things in there that have never needed to be done, especially because the group was relatively small. And rules change a little bit when there's a small group, only because you don't need the formality sometimes when there's just a few people in the room. So with a tiny little group, you didn't need a nominating committee because it just wasn't necessary. Another thing we never really needed were dues, even though dues are in the bylaws, but we never really needed money to do much, so we didn't charge dues. So there's some things that are in there that didn't need to be followed, and it's not that, you know, we chose not to, it's just it wasn't necessary at the time. Another thing about the bylaws, just that I want to add, in terms of getting them changed, in order to change them at a meeting, people have to be given notice of those changes. And I don't know the exact time frame, we could look that up. But people have to be aware of exactly every single change that's going to be taking place or proposed before that meeting takes place. So there really isn't time between now and 2 weeks from now for that notice to occur. I don't know if it's possible to vote to maybe bump it up sooner than 1 year from now, but we can discuss that later. But that's, in any case, it's not going to happen at the next meeting. So that's, unfortunately, we have to stick with what we have for now.
You've got 30 seconds.
Okay. I'm trying to remember my last comment. About the nominating, if people really don't know people in the community, I mean, you could just vote for five people that you like, and then you could nominate them at the meeting or ask somebody to nominate them at the meeting and they can get votes. But if you're not sure and the community is too large, I'm proposing that perhaps we could make the website or a new website or bring the website back so that there would be a place that people who wanted to run could put their information so that people would have a chance to get to know who they are before next week. I don't know if that's an option, but it sounds like that's what people want a little bit, like who are these people?
Okay, so in response to the website question, in order to form a website, we are going to need to do a community vote. And since that's not an elections question, that is not at this meeting, that would have to be at next meeting. So therefore, we don't have time to do the website before the elections because it doesn't have time to be voted on and approved. Yes, a person could, I more than happy to take a list of, if you're interested in running for office, email me and I'll put your name out there. Unfortunately, I can't do, you know, essays or election little spiels about, you know, that's something that an individual person can do. If they're running for office, they can put flyers up. They can post something in the paper if they want. They can go door to door. They can put people flyers on mailboxes. They can do that as any other person running for an office could.
So they
could
email you and say, I want to run for office, and you could let everybody know.
Yep, list of names. Yep. That doesn't mean they've been nominated. They'll still need to be nominated at the meeting. And, yes, Andy.
Hi, my name is Andrew Miller, and I've got two quick comments. One is I would like to vote on the November 3rd election, and I will be out of state. And so if there's a way that we can get absentee ballots, that would be awesome for me and my wife. The other thing is you mentioned that there are people that are already interested in running for the positions that are on the board. My thought is, well, maybe since I'm not going to be there on the November 3rd, we could hear from them now, just a couple of minutes, those that are interested, so that maybe that we're not surprised on November 3rd.
Each person is welcome 3 minutes, just like anybody else is with the mic, since it has to do with elections.
Okay, thanks.
Next person behind you.
Madam President, my name is Kathleen Chambers. I live out on Soapstone Road. I have a piece of paper and a pen right here. I will be happy to take names of people who wish to be nominated. I would be interested in running myself to represent my community.
Okay.
Thank you.
My name is Marnie Weiland, and I am planning on running for the board. We have an unofficial website, and I put my bio with my picture on that, and I will read you what I have there. I'm engaged to Nolan Estrada. Together we have 3 children and several grandchildren. I work for Matsu Services for Children and Adults, where we help those with developmental disabilities. I truly care about people, and I believe it shows. I've lived in Alaska for 26 years and have lived on Buffalo Mine off and on for most of those. I own 2 homes on Buffalo Mine and plan on staying there. At the Borough Gym meeting, I was one of the many that seconded the motion to quash the comp plan. And when Lauren, the borough planner, said she didn't know what quashed meant, I stood up and asked her, well, then what legal term would you have us use? So I'm running for the board of Buffalo Mine Soapstone Community Council because I want to be informed, and I believe my neighbors should have that choice also. I am honest, straightforward, and willing to do what it takes to help our community as a whole. I will do my best for our community and let you know up front what the board will be working on, giving our community the chance to vote on important issues and to be involved in making decisions that affect us all. I just want people to be able to come together, to find out what it is they want to find out, to have the choice if they want to be at a meeting, if they want to be involved. I'd like to see the bylaws be changed. I would like to see the notifications being changed to where you have a choice on how you would like to be notified of a meeting. Do you want an email? Do you want a paper in the mail? Do you want a phone call telling you that there's important issues we're voting on, or if it's just a general meeting, a continuation of what was at the meeting before?
30 seconds.
I have the website that's up right now, www.moosecreeksoapstonecc.org, lists my phone number and times that I'm available for questions.
Hi, my name is Brian Endel. On August 4th, I found that this comprehensive plan was being voted on, and after that meeting, I called my neighbors, and we got some more neighbors together, and we in effect, set this plan, or set the voting on this plan back a little bit. After that, worked with the community to quash this comprehensive plan that went through, or that didn't go through, but to quash the comprehensive plan. What I want to do, I want to run for the board. I want your support. And I want to support you by bringing you the information you need as a community, the things that are affecting you, and also to serve you. That's about it. Thanks.
Okay, my name is Steve Renner, and I've lived on Norman Avenue since 1974. I've decided to get involved and put my name on the ballot here because, first of all, I think we can do a better job as a community. And I'm not speaking to either side of the fence here in particular, but I think it is a duty of each and every one of us to get involved in our community. And I love it when I see this many people show up. I really have a problem wondering why this wasn't the case for all these years that this council was running. So I'm here to say I will work with whomever to change the bylaws so that everybody gets a chance to vote, be it absentee or whatever. So I'm throwing my name in the ring, and thank you.
I'm Krista Masiolik, and I have zero interest in running for the council. But I do want to thank the people who have come forward and said, I want an open process, I want to be involved. I've only lived up Buffalo Mine Road for about 6 years. I became aware of this 5 years ago. I've been going to the meetings, and I've never seen a turnout like this. My question is, where has everybody been? Why are people so angry about not being notified? I'm a new kid on the block, so to speak, and I've been aware and involved for about 5 years now. So I appreciate everyone coming out, and I do hope people get involved.
Remember to keep the comments about upcoming elections only.
Cool. I'm Jeffrey Charvet, and my comment on the upcoming election is if Brian Endel is going to run, the truth about when he knew, he came to his first comprehensive community plan meeting in November of last year, signed in on a sign-up sheet, was there with his wife. So he's known about the comprehensive community plan since November. So to say he only just found out, and all of a sudden, wow. That's my only point. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Janet McCullough, and I'm responding to Krista's wondering why we didn't get involved. I've lived on Buffalo Mine since 1987. We've built two homes. We've raised kids. We lived 12 years without power or utilities. So we had a lot of work to do. It was hard enough for us working in Anchorage, my husband and I, getting back and forth to work, get our life going without the added potlucks. We had a hard time getting to our school functions. So
remember to keep this about upcoming elections.
I'm responding to Chris.
I'm trying to get it back on the topic.
I'm responding.
I'm sorry.
To Krista. You didn't.
I'm sorry.
You're interrupting
me. I'm trying to explain. Excuse me. I'm the president. I have the right to interrupt.
I'm a member. So I have the right to respond to my neighbor.
It needs to be about upcoming elections.
It is about upcoming elections.
Good.
So I hope that you all will show up, and this, I hope that we don't use the term potluck in the future.
I wish I'd known years ago people hated food so much.
I don't think it's just about the food. It's For those of you that don't know me, in fact, I would guarantee that almost everybody here doesn't. My name is Jason Crum, and I'm also going to throw my hat into the ring. Like many of you, I think that I moved out here simply basically just to be left alone. I mean, we got big land, and I didn't want my neighbors telling me what I could do with my land or telling me that, you know, hey, you got too many cars in your parking or too many cars in your yard. And, you know, quite honestly, I didn't want to get involved until this comprehensive plan came into light. That was it. At that point, it kind of occurred to me that we don't have the choice to sit on the sidelines anymore. This current community council, as it stands, didn't take the time over the last 2 to 3.5 years to visit every single one of us to let us know what it was that they were doing. Especially with something as important as a comprehensive plan is. 5 people and more on the volunteer committee didn't take the time over 3 years, 2.5, 3 years to visit us, to let us know what they were doing. We have emails that say that they visited 3, 4 handful of you, that the door slammed in their face, and they gave up. So instead of taking the clue that maybe people didn't want to hear that, they didn't want a comprehensive plan, they tried to push it through anyways. Without understanding, thank you, without understanding what it is that we want. To me, it's not about what they want, it's about what you want and what you need as a community. Thank you.
Paul Porter.
Hi, in the event. So how many people here from Stopestown? I'll try to admit this in a but just throw this out is a little history. It's when we formed the community council, the borough made us do Soapstone Borough in Buffalo Mine. They made us be consecutive.
No talking. Paul has the floor.
So just think about maybe splitting up.
Elections.
I've been to many meetings since 1998.
Oh, I'm sorry, I turned it off. You got so excited you forgot.
I can hear myself. Okay. I've been to many meetings since 1998, and in general, they've been much smaller than this. And the people who showed up, but they were always announced, they were always public, always open. The people who showed up were a relatively small group of people who took the time to come and find out what was going on in the community. And I just want to say I think it's great, and this is related to elections, I think it's great that people are coming forth. It's nice to see all these people that are in the community who I never got to meet before, because the only place to really meet people for me was this community council meeting. Because like many people have said, most people like to keep to themselves and are kind of private and maybe don't want people going up to their door and knocking on their door. You know, not everybody feels comfortable having some stranger come up their driveway. So I think it's great that the word finally got out enough that more people showed up and care and want to get involved. And I look forward to you all coming to the elections. And I just want to add that remember that we are all one community, so everybody's interests and opinions matter. Thank you.
Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Vicki Talbot. I live on Soapstone. And I have a question. Is it all right to ask the potential nominees a question as for this upcoming elections?
I don't have a problem with that.
All right.
We can't do this for like hours. But
no. Just no. So I,
of course the nominees then need to go get back in line for their 3 minutes, but
okay.
They can't step out of line to answer the question. So
no,
that wouldn't be fair.
I'm not looking for specific, right. So I think I'm one of those members who's been guilty of not being responsible and coming to meetings. And, you know, even though I've seen the notices, I've known they were there. But I'm here now, and I think this process is very important. But And I think the community council actually has done a great job of getting the word out. It's our responsibility to make sure that we pay attention and go to the meetings. So the potential nominees have said that they did not think that it was, you know, that the word has gotten out and people were not notified. I would like to know if these nominees are willing to call on every little issue. Each and every one of you guys, there's about 120 people here. I'm sure there's at least twice as many people that live in our area, and call each and every one of us until they get a hold of us, if that's the issue, to let us know what the issues are. Come to my house individually and let me know. So if this is what you guys think is necessary, then I want to know that, yes, you're going to do that too. Thank you.
My name is Rick Shields, and I'm going to throw my hat in the ring, too, for the board. And to answer that question, yes, that's why these people are here. We went door to door. We got your email addresses, and that's why you're here. And it wasn't that hard. It only took us a Saturday, maybe a half a Saturday. It's not hard at all. So that's the answer to the question. Okay.
Okay.
We'll have to do a better
back
job.
On topic.
I'm more inclined of a nice little happy community with some maybe some barn raising, or find out who the shut-ins are, get them some firewood and stuff like that. That's the kind of community I'd want to be a part of. And if you know you want to be private and be left alone, that's fine too. I'd like to keep as much government out of our lives as possible. So I'm running for the board.
On the 15th, I was parked up on the cliff at Buffalo Mine with some signs out and with my bio and my picture to give to people about who I am and why I'm running. I plan on being out again. I have went door to door to inform people of things going on in the community with the community council. Years ago, I went door to door on Buffalo Mine Road to get the locking mailboxes at the beginning of the road. I would be willing to take anybody's phone number and call you, answer questions, speak with you about whatever it is you need to ask of me as someone running for the board.
Okay, I live on Soapstone. My name is Kathleen Chambers. I've lived on Soapstone just a little over a year. I knew nothing about the community council. Sure, I saw the signs down there for potluck. What do you think? Somebody, a bunch of people are getting together and having a potluck and visiting and being neighbors. I didn't realize it had anything to do with this comprehensive plan. When that came out, it was like, look, I want people to let me live my life on my property the way I want to. If this is what you want, that's fine. I'd be willing to go door to door to help anybody get what they need to make sure everybody's informed. I have no problem with that. I meet people every day. I work in a customer service environment. I'm not worried about a dog. I get along with all kinds of dogs. I'll walk right up somebody's door. It doesn't bother me a bit. You want to call me? I'm generally up till 11 o'clock at night. You got a question? I'll do my best to answer it. That's the way I work. I believe that our community needs to be a community, but it doesn't need to be governed. We need to be able to take care of ourselves and leave the government out of it.
Hi, I'm Brian Endel again. As far as communicating with the community, I went door to door with a lot of my neighbors. Knocked on the doors, rang the phones, and answered the phones. We have to do that as board members, I believe, but also the community has to be involved. This can't just be an action of the board themselves. We each have a responsibility here to do the right thing, to make sure that our neighbors get notified. There's always going to be a time when someone doesn't get notified, but you know, if your neighbor didn't get notified, call him, knock on his door, say, tell him we got a meeting. You know, we'll do our best. At least I'll do my best, and I just hope that you know, as a community, we can help each other get to these meetings, et cetera. And one other thing. I got some time left, right? We do have to change the bylaws to help support this community. And we have to get this community more involved, and leave the board out of the community decisions. What I mean by that is, if there's a decision to be made on somebody's land, let the landowners make that decision. Let the community themselves make that decision. But don't put it to just a few people to pass that. And thank you. I'm done.
And I'm going to take a moment to respond to that one, and then it'll be your turn. The officers in this community council have the same amount of vote as any of the rest of you. So the officers don't get to make, currently as it stands right now, the officers don't make a decision that the community members don't. Go ahead.
Hello, my name's Dustin Renner. I've lived back on Norman my entire life. My father's running. And I've got five kids. My wife stays home and takes care of them. I work all the time. I saw the little potluck meetings at the end of the road, and I didn't know what it was. I'm kind of like the other lady that thought people were getting together and eating. Okay, I've lived my whole life back here. I grew up when there was no electricity. You know, we were some of the only ones at the end of the road. Now, I got to ask you guys, because I had to ask myself, okay, I look at this list of all this money this council was willing to spend on snow machines and grooming equipment and, sausage-making stuff. Well, the Moose Federation handles that already, right? $16,000 they paid a lady to put a plan together that none of us even wanted anyway. But yet, they weren't willing to spend $120 to send us all a notification of what they were doing. This is about the elections. I'm getting ready to make my point.
I'm reminding you of the ground rules.
Here's the point about the elections.
To be respectful of your neighbors.
Okay, I am.
Thank you.
Here's the point I want to make. I think anybody that agrees with what I just said and feels like they were misled, they weren't properly educated, and this group of people didn't notify them, if you don't like what happened and you don't want it to happen again, you need to make sure you get to your neighbors, you get to everybody else that you know in this area, and we don't let this kind of thing happen again. I'm just like the rest of you. I don't got the time to do anything. But you know what? We got to stand up for what's right. And you know what? We need to be educated. We need to be educated on who's voting. We need to be made aware of who these people are. And then you know what? We need to get every one of the neighbors that thinks like we do that's not here tonight. We need to get them here at this next meeting because this is real important. I personally don't trust. I don't trust this group of people based on how I was treated in the past. I'll leave it at that.
Just a quick reminder, we need to follow the ground rules and be respectful. No yelling or otherwise noise making. Carry on.
To the ma'am that asked if we would make sure that everybody was informed on every single decision, where are you? Raise your hand, please. Okay, way in the back. The answer is yes, especially when it comes to things that are extremely important to this community. This current council spent $25,000 total on this plan that we know of. And how many people were informed about it? It is about the elections. The fact is, and I'm responding to a question that was brought up.
Okay, let's move on to something about the elections now. I believe it's Jeanette's turn.
Well, actually, I'm not done.
Okay, if you have something about the elections, carry on.
So, to bring it back into the elections, is that when it comes to important decisions, absolutely, we have got to make sure everybody is informed. Even when it comes to the small things, anything that affects us, we've got to get your email addresses, we've got to send you an email, we've got to get your phone numbers so that we can pick up the phone and call you. Plain and simple. Thank you.
That's what your son-in-law will do to you. Turn you off. All of you know who I am. I have decided to run for the council board because I have been extremely unhappy with the way things have been done. I have lived in the neighborhood since the early 80s, long before the community council was formed. The community council was officially formed in 1998. My house burned down in the early 90s. I saw the community rally behind us without a council to do it. That's what I want to see for our community now. If someone's in trouble, somebody responds. I hate the anger. I hate this fighting.
I didn't want it. I don't want it then. I don't want it now. You said, oh, sure. Do you have a comment to add?
Excuse me. Let's keep this civil.
It is civil. I'm simply responding to her question.
Are you done?
No.
Okay.
I'll let you know when I'm done, okay? But that's what I want to see for our community. I list of everyone that is in our community. I tallied it up. It will cost $175 to send out a letter to everyone in here asking how you would like to be contacted. I don't think that's unreasonable when the council is receiving in excess of $20,000 a year. That would give you a chance to tell us how to contact you. There could be better communication on the bulletin boards. Instead of saying, there's a meeting and come bring some food, why don't you say what is going on? Why isn't an agenda posted? Why have we not known? I think the community council has failed in that aspect. And I want to see that changed. I want to see the atmosphere go from what it is now to what it was before. When my house burned down and neighbors stopped at me.
Just a moment, Stacy. Hold on. In response to that, I have been posting signs, and so have other fellow officers, for years of what the community council topics are. And the signs didn't just say potluck. If you read them closer, you'd notice they didn't just say potluck. And Stacy could probably attest to that. And they've been pulled down for years. I totally understand what it's like to try to post signs for a meeting and they get pulled down. I've been doing this for years. And I'm really tired of signs being pulled down, too. So I've made many attempts, and so has many of these people, to notify people. But some of you just plain chose not to come, and that's okay. That was your choice. Stacy.
Okay, my name is Stacy Busby. I've been a meeting goer since 1998, basically since the council started, and I think it's very interesting that there's so much controversy over calling the meeting a potluck, because it about doubled our attendance when we started it. We went from about 10 to maybe 20 people, still a very small group, but it helped. I mean, hey, food, people come in and make a friendly atmosphere. They found out it was actually a meeting, some of them kept coming. That was the intent. We were trying to get people to come. I was one of the people who didn't run fast enough and got nominated for a position. I actually enjoyed it. I might come back. I'm not running today. There's my election statement. But in the future, I might, because I enjoy the public process. I enjoy being a part of it. It is a tremendous amount of work. So I salute the people who are running today, and I'm very encouraged to see a room full of people. This is amazing. There are more people here that I never knew were my neighbors. This is great. So I encourage everyone to continue to come. You've learned about the issues that are on the ballot. We'd like to hear from you. We've been trying for years to get people to come. Please do. So great to see you. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, I'm Alice Culhane, and I was the lead planner, the impetus for the comp plan. And I'd like to know how many people here have put on their critical thinking caps and carefully read the document from beginning to end. Please be honest.
Excuse me, we are not discussing the comp plan at this meeting. Sorry, it has to relate to the upcoming elections.
Okay, this can relate to the elections, and that I'll say that I would nominate anybody who would be supportive of the comp plan. Would that count? Okay. So, I would nominate because I know, again, let's see the show of hands.
No, we're not talking comp plan.
Okay, it is because I nominated somebody. Okay?
We can discuss that at the next meeting if you choose.
Okay, but I would nominate anybody who is in favor of the comp plan because this is a document which contains important information to community members. Emergency preparedness. Does anybody have a problem with that? Green infrastructure. Anybody have a problem with that? Community governance. It says in there.
Okay.
In community governance, there is information about putting a plexiglass. Okay. Got it. All righty. Thank you.
And I'm getting the impression that we're running out of things to say about elections. So just know I'm going to start cutting you off if it's not about elections.
Okay, elections will be definitely in this. First, as long as I don't prevent anybody else from talking. Okay, first I want to say that I made the original signs for the meetings starting in 1998 that were up for many, many years. They were white painted signs with green letters, and they never had the word potluck on them for all the years that they were up there. Only when the bulletin board came up that did we start going with smaller ones. Anyway, first I want to thank all the previous board members from the beginning of the community council for dedicating their time and effort to do good things for the community and try to get people informed about what's going on. Thank you, everybody who's ever been on the community council board. And I want to remind people that these are not formal nominations. So everybody who's speaking up and saying they're going to run, that's great. It's good to get your name out there and tell people what you're interested in. But if you're going to come to the meeting or send in an absentee ballot, you can vote for anybody that you want. So, and you can nominate anybody at the meeting. I just want to remind people that. So it's still open to anybody to be nominated at the meeting. And lastly, if anybody brings food to the next meeting, I will be so grateful because I come straight from work from Anchorage every single time for meetings and rush to get there on time, and I'm starving when I get there. So thank you for the food, all those years.
And I'm going to try to keep this as short as I can. First of all, the lady that we missed, you know, I'm sorry we missed you. Right, my name is Steve Renner, once again, Soapstone Road since 1974. I just want to say to the lady that we missed, I'm sorry we missed you. We tried. I know I spent a lot of time walking up and down those roads, and I met a lot of people I hadn't met for years. Okay, but you know what excites me more than anything, once again, about this whole thing is all these people, because I think you're all just like I am. Every one of you earned your property. You worked real hard for it. You love it, or you wouldn't be there. So all I'm saying is that we got to do better. And I'm not going to sit up here and belittle anybody's efforts. But there were some things we could have done better, and I'm going to give it my best. I'm not perfect. But the lady back there that we missed, I'll personally come and talk to you. Okay? Thank you.
Marnie Weiland, Buffalo Mine Road. I will be available. I'll have some flyers after the meeting here with my bio and be available to give my name and phone number to any of those that are interested. Also, I will never vote for a comp plan or try to put a comp plan into place to put restrictions on you to tell you what to do with your property. If your porch light's shining on your neighbor's property, hopefully you can work it out. And you don't need a comp plan to tell you that.
Brent Hudson, Buffalo Mine Road. I just have a quick question, Jennifer. Is there going to be a vote tonight, or do you think maybe we're not going to be able to get to that?
If there's a motion made that's directly related to elections, then possibly, but okay. I don't have a vote planned.
Okay, thank you.
But we're kind of running out of elections-type topics, so my guess is this won't continue for too much longer.
Michelle Prevost, I live off Buffalo Mine. I want to thank the turnout. This, again, it's nice to see the community get involved. Everybody said that, and that's my point. I think we're getting redundant. We're hearing the same things over and over again. I'm making a motion. We adjourn.
And whoever seconded that, did April, you catch that name? Because I don't know whose voice that was. Betsy Klein seconded. And anybody opposed to adjourning?
When we have the meeting and you have the ballots, will be counting ballots?
Can you ask that question after we adjourn?
Then it's not a community council meeting.
That's fine. That's, I mean, the motion's already on the floor. It's already been seconded. We're moving on with this motion before we discuss another issue. Okay, so we're adjourning this meeting as it stands. Now, anybody's welcome to continue asking questions. Marnie, did you want to ask her a question?
Actually, you don't have to vote on an adjournment.
So the person who actually rented the room, Jeanette, is asking that we not continue because she needs to turn the key back in. So, sorry, if you have questions, I guess we can carry that on outside.